MDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz in Florida's Big Bend, bracing for Hurricane Helene, where storm surge could reach 20 feet. Governor Ron DeSantis telling residents to take this storm seriously.
Wherever you are, if your local EM officials say that it's too hazardous to go and that you're better off just hunkering down, heed that advice.
The major hurricane expected to make landfall tonight. FEMA says Helene also poses a threat to other states in the coming days. Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House today, following Zelensky's meeting with President Biden. Biden announcing another round of aid for Ukraine. Former President Trump held a briefing today criticizing Harris for her trip to the border tomorrow, blaming her for the migrant crisis. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams will be arraigned in federal court tomorrow. He's facing five counts, including bribery and soliciting illegal campaign donations from foreign governments. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Students from underrepresented racial backgrounds were half as likely to be admitted to the University of Wisconsin in Madison this year. This was the first admission cycle since the U.S. Supreme Court banned race-based admissions last year. Local election clerks are showing how secure it is to vote in Wisconsin. Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says machines are tested publicly 10 days before every election.
You can watch, it's on a Saturday, watch us test every single machine, every single ballot style for every candidate to make sure that votes are going to be counted properly.
About 2,000 Madison voters have recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. What a wild story. A woman on the isthmus was coming home and could see the lights on inside her house. She called police and they all saw a woman casually walking around in this woman's home. Eventually, authorities knocked on the door and the woman answered it and said, "Oh, I have permission to be here. I met the owner at a coffee shop earlier. She gave me the keys." This intruder had even made herself a shrimp pasta dinner. Turns out she also had enough time to go through the owner's mail to get her name and make up this story. She was arrested for burglary. And if you stop to get gas in Edgerton, you might want to look for the purple pump. It's at the Shell station just off the interstate. It's called the Giving Pump. It's a program Shell has run for the last 3 years. A penny of every gallon sold at that pump goes to a nonprofit of the owner's choice. Well, the owners of Carl Shell off the highway decided to give their donations to Edgerton Community Outreach. The fundraiser runs through the end of October. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Los Angeles and Philadelphia both winning Wednesday, the Brewers are now locked in and will play in next week's wild card round. The Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 this afternoon and will finish up with the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building him up every day.
Love says he's feeling better each time out. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced former player Junior Bridgman as a significant minority owner of the team today. Bridgman will have about a 10% stake in the franchise. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with a high around 80. And upper 70s to near 80 this weekend and mostly sunny. It stays warm through Monday, then cooler through mid-next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will preview the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the USC Trojans live from Los Angeles, California. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can be a part at 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me in studio. You can listen to his show right here on WAUK or on the Civic Media app. 8-2-10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Jess is on the board with the phones and the tunes. And again, it's a text or phone, line 855-782-4842. Lots of stuff to get to this hour. I'm going to start out with the New York City Mayor, Eric Adams. This guy, Earl, apparently thought, no problem. I'm never going to get caught. I can do all sorts of things. A little bit of background here from CNN. On this today, he's been indicted on five federal charges related to bribery, wire fraud, conspiracy, and soliciting campaign contributions from foreign nationals, according to a 57-page indictment. The indictment reads, for nearly a decade, Adams sought and accepted improper, valuable benefits, such as luxury international travel, including from wealthy foreign business people and at least one Turkish government official seeking to gain influence over him. And I, as soon as I read this, I'm thinking, luxury international travel? Anyone talk to Justice Clarence Thomas about that? I mean, how are you going to arrest and charge this guy for, what, luxury international travel, but it's okay for the U.S. Supreme Court to engage in such behavior? A little bit more specifically, Adams received luxury travel, other benefits from a Turkish official, and later in exchange pressured the New York City Fire Department to open a Turkish consular building without a fire inspection.
Come on, man.
I mean, the most basic grift. I mean, the mayor engaged in a long-running conspiracy. Damien Williams, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, said Thursday, Adams took these contributions, even though they knew they were illegal. He knew these contributions were attempts by a Turkish government official and businessmen to influence him. Now, Adams on Thursday said he was not surprised by the charges and encouraged public to wait and hear our defense before making any judgment. I look forward to defending myself and defending the people of the city as I've done throughout my entire professional career. Everybody looks forward to defending
themselves. Yeah, we've heard that before. Yeah, right.
Just a little bit more here. The indictment alleges receiving gifts, illegal contributions. In 2018, announced his plan to run for New York City mayor in 2021, allegedly accepted and sought illegal campaign contributions to his upcoming mayoral campaign. Businesses also circumvented the city's ban on corporate contributions by funneling their donations through multiple employees. A senior in the Turkish diplomatic establishment who facilitated many straw donations to the mayor also arranged for him and his posse, to receive free and discounted travel on Turkey's national airline, which is owned in significant part by the Turkish government. Free rooms at opulent hotels, free meals at high-end restaurants, and free luxurious entertainment while in Turkey. He did not disclose the travel benefits as required. Another thing too, the fraud. Earl, my understanding, there's like matching political funds that the city will provide, and hopefully, I guess, try to keep money out of politics. I'm not sure, but in doing so and taking these funds, he got another $10 million. $10 million! So this goes on, and of course, he looks forward to defending himself. But what I'm not hearing are Dems saying this is persecution of a Democratic mayor. I'm not hearing any of that. What we hear from Republicans, and as a progressive, I guess, these days, I'm not voting for the fascist. You know, if the guy did it, do your time, man. You got caught. That's not how it's supposed to be. We don't want to run our government that way. If you're really involved in these kinds of activities, that you should be prosecuted for it. I don't give a damn what your political affiliation is. Federal bribery, wire fraud, conspiracy, and soliciting campaigns from foreigners should be wrong, regardless of your political affiliation.
So, Dominic, my standard in my life is always, I'm not standing for anybody in wrong. My own children, my siblings, right? Even my mother and father, I'm not standing with you in wrong.
Yeah.
You've got to be on the right side of things, and then I'm willing to go to the mat with you. But the other part of all of that is $10 million, Dominic, that he didn't pay any federal taxes on or mention anything about. Let's say he skirts through the other things. How's he going to get past the $10 million that he received that he didn't pay taxes on, that he didn't even, mention it?
Eric Adams, the defendant, sought and accepted illegal campaign contributions in the form of nominee or straw contributions, meaning that the true contributors conveyed their money through nominal donors who falsely certified they were contributing their own money. As a result of those false certifications, Adams' 2021 mayoral campaign received more than $10 million in public funds, the indictment alleges. Wow.
Yeah. So clearly, he's done. I saw the people standing behind him. Look, they say you're innocent until proven guilty, right?
In the court of law.
Yeah. In the court.
Not necessarily public opinion.
Now, right. Public opinion is, this is not Dominic and Earl Ingram, who are leveling these allegations.
Right.
It's the federal government.
Southern District of New York. Man. Yeah.
So they didn't just all of a sudden wake up, yesterday, and somebody said, hey, let's go and let's put this information out on him. They built their case. Did you say 50-some-odd pages?
57 pages. Okay. Yeah.
They've done some research, right? where do you get 57 pages if you haven't done the research?
They've done their work. And, it's like rats fleeing a ship. Lots of other folks around him have either been resigned or have themselves been implicated in other various crimes as well. But what, and I did see Eric Adams standing in front of apparently a bunch of black influencers in the city. And to your point, you want to support your mayor, right?
Right.
Earl, and given what you know about this case right now.
Oh, yeah.
And given, the success rate of the federal government in these kinds of things, and given the circumstantial evidence of some of the other folks around him resigning or having their own legal issues, would you have stood behind Eric Adams today?
No, but the difference is almost all those people standing around him got something from him during the time he was mayor. Come on, man.
Well, he had $10 million.
I'm not even meaning that they got a share of that money, but he has influence.
Sure.
And so clearly government, their resources there.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's not the first person, and they're not the first people who've done this. Hey, Dominic, you and I have been around. This is the way it works. We're watching our guy. We got to stand up for him. Hey, Eric Adam calls. Hey, Dominic, remember that you came to me the other day? Yeah. Okay, well, I need you to come and stand. That's how that works.
That's how it works.
That's why, man, again, my standard is you can't buy me. You can't give me anything that is going to compromise, you know, what I believe is the way to live, man. And that's base everything on truth. You never forget that, right? You never have to stutter.
Don't have to remember what lie you told, man. I'm with you there, man. I stopped lying a long time ago, man. I don't have the brain power for it, man. That used to be the point in the case when you would have to back up the lie or remember the lie. Oh, God, what did I say? And recall it. But nowadays, it's like, well, like Trump lies all the time. A lot of these Republicans, you know, people lie. And there used to be seemingly more consequence to it. But now it's just like to talk about the Haitian, you know, dog eating thing. They keep saying it, Earl.
Well, Dominic, here's the difference between what Trump and J.D. Vance. Like you said, none of us fell down out of heaven. Well, I speak for myself.
Oh, man, I see your wings, man.
Okay, so here's the reality of it. When we told lies as children, we never wanted to be discovered.
Right.
When you lied, it was so nobody would know. But Donald Trump and J.D. Vance said, yeah, we lied, and we'll do it again. The whole world's watching them. So when you don't have any shame in lying, this is kind of what we're dealing with.
We're in a post-shame society right now. Yeah, can't be shamed.
No. Hey, I mean, you used to, it's all right to tell a lie as long as it's a little white lie.
Yeah, right.
But man, to tell the kind of lies that they're telling that's impacting and affecting, man, thousands of people's lives, and then to be arrogant and enough to say it in front of the world is where I have a problem. Eric Adams put himself in a situation out of greed. You know, and so when you
and service to his constituents.
Oh man! And so when you've been in that position, I'm not. Everybody doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to hear everybody does it. Everybody doesn't do it.
Right. Not every mayor of every town is getting arrested for these kinds of things. Certainly. I mean, this is the first time a mayor of New York City has been indicted. This is very rare, and it should be very rare. And if it happens, there should be consequences to it. Earl, what about the reaction? You know, you and I are sitting here, you know, understanding at least a little bit of this indictment, talking about reality and real life and how we would react. But I don't see, you know, the Democratic Party or, you know, progressives, you know, going around and saying, oh, look, he's being persecuted. This is a persecution of the mayor by a department of a federal government gone astray. You know, we don't hear that, right? I mean, I'm thinking, okay, you got an indictment. You know, he's got his chance to present his defense, and we'll wait and see. And Eric, I can't wait to see. But there's a very stark difference between, I think, how the left is reacting to this versus how the right has reacted to Trump.
You can't very well condemn the other side of things, and then you turn around and there's a term. I think they call it a hypocrite.
No, right? But again, you got to have shame if you care about hypocrisy. And if we're living in a post-shame world, man, this is anything you say, anywhere, anytime is the truth. The truth is what I call the truth when I call it the truth. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. That is Earl Ingram Jr. Jess is on the board. We appreciate you hanging out with us. I want to talk about Clay Higgins, this guy.
This is some
more Republicanisms that we need to discuss with you folks. 855-752-4842. We'll be right back. Responsibility, not quite yet. Responsibility, what's that? I don't want to think about it. We'd be better off without it. I don't want to think about it.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game. It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings. So don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution. That is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. from the Earl Ingram Show joining me in studio. You can listen to his show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here in WUK and on the Civic Media app. Just on the board, we mentioned Clay Higgins. And you're going to ask yourself, who's Clay Higgins? And then you're going to regret that you asked yourself, who's Clay Higgins? Because yep. This guy is a piece of work. He is a congressman from Louisiana, and he's a former police officer as well, as you can imagine. It's just, you know, just do your stereotype for a Louisiana policeman. I mean, if you've seen any of the movies, folks, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, think Cannonball Run or something like that. Here's what Higgins had to say on Twitter. LOL. These Haitians are wild. Eating pets. Voodoo. Nastiest country in the Western Hemisphere. Cults. Slapstick gangsters. But damned if they don't feel all sophisticated now, filing charges against our president and VP. All these thugs better get their mind right and their ass out of our country before January 20th. Philip Bump reporting at the Washington Post. Now, the filing charges relate a comment related to a group in Ohio that's seeking to hold Trump and Vance, not our current president, as he says, for the rhetoric, responsible for the rhetoric targeting Haitian immigrants in Springfield. But that's beside the point, which is that nearly every other word in Higgins' screed is explicitly racist or toxic. As Philip Bump writes, it's not the first time we've heard these things. He is a former law enforcement officer who faced sanction for his treatment of an unarmed black man he was detaining. In 2016, the Washington Post covered him after his viral video calling out criminals drifted into referring to black suspects as animals. Oh, and then there was the interview he granted a newspaper in his home state when former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke was seeking election as governor. Here's what Higgins said of Duke at the time. Regardless of the fact that David's a homeboy and all that, the boy's a Nazi, and that's a real problem. As Philip Bump notes, Higgins voted for him. So after Higgins' post about Haitians created a predictable uproar, Speaker Johnson spoke to reporters about the controversy, and here's what Johnson had to say. I just talked to him about it. He said he went to the back, and he prayed about it, and he regretted it, and he pulled the post down. That is what you want the gentleman to do. He added that Higgins probably regrets some of the language he used, but Higgins apparently didn't seem to agree. Speaking to CNN, he leaned into his original comments initially. Quote, it's all true, he said of the post that included overtly false assertions. I can put up another controversial post tomorrow if you want me to. I mean, we do have freedom of speech. I'll say what I want.
Oh, boy.
And he compared the post to, quote, something stuck to the bottom of my boot. Just scrape it off and move on with my life. Now, when Democrats called for Higgins to be censured, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise rose to his colleague's offense. The post was deleted by then, he insisted. And if we want to go through everything on the other side has said, we'll be happy to do it. As Philip Bump notes, whataboutism, another prominent feature of the modern Republican Party. Good luck to Scalise in finding social media posts from Democrats as aggressively hostile and racist as Higgins. There's more to that piece. All you got to do is Google Clay Higgins. But apparently, Earl, he prayed about it. And he decided that, you know, Jesus said he shouldn't do that. But this blatant racism, man.
You know, man, I always say this. I think about what I'm going to say before I say it. I don't ever allow my mouth to run away without my thought, you know, controlling what comes out of my mouth.
Filter a little bit. Right, think about it. Right.
Because if you don't do that, then you're going to say things based on how you really feel. Right? That's how he truly feels. So to then come back and say, I went and prayed on it. That's ridiculous. You know, again, Dominic, you and I are a talk show host. We're on the radio 5 days a week. If we allow our mouths to just, come on, man, you couldn't be on the air.
Oh, absolutely not.
So we have a higher standard
for like radio jocks like us, old shoes like us, or than we do for congressmen?
Not only is it outlandish and racist and bigoted, but it is a sign of what has been, happening more and more. And under since Donald Trump, you know, was the president of the United States, there have been people who felt more comfortable to say racist things in the open. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that all Republicans are racist. I wouldn't say that. You know, I'm sure there's some Democrats that are racist.
Sure. I mean, racism is racism.
Right.
I mean,
it's not predicated on whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah.
You know, you have those thoughts. That's what you have. But for heaven's sakes, keep them to yourself, especially if you're an elected official. So as an average citizen, Dominic, you have a right. You can say some things, you know, and about the worst that can happen to you is, you know, a retaliation from somebody else. It used to be the case.
You get punched in the nose or something. You say something rude, right?
To the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you're an elected official, the standard is higher.
It should be.
And yeah, it should be. And so to continue to allow these kinds of things through elected officials is where I have a problem.
The update on this from today, Higgins apparently walked back his comments calling the Haitians thugs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Here's what he said. You never want to intentionally hurt someone's feelings. And that post was intended for Haitian gangs. You understand? He told reporters. Not for, I mean, Haiti as a country, not at all. And the unintended impact that was expressed very sincerely from one of my colleagues, very graciously, that touched me as a gentleman. Touched you as a gentleman? Not talking about Haiti. Again, your initial quote, these Haitians are wild.
Animals.
Slapstick gangsters. Nastiest country in the Western Hemisphere. That's specifically talking about the country Higgins. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Coming back, 855-752-4842.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will hear a case that could determine whether the state's top elections official could stay in her job after state Senate Republicans tried to fire Megan Wolf last year. No date for oral arguments has been set, but a ruling is unlikely before the November 5th election. Native American languages are in danger of disappearing, but keeping them going is difficult. That's why a group meets in Madison once a week for friendly, informal visits in indigenous languages.
If they can speak one or two words, or at least, you know, get their introduction done or hear some more, then it's worth it. And I don't know, they feel revitalized themselves in doing it.
Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. She's also one of the founders of the Indigenous Language Table. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Madison officials have shared the first design concepts for the new Park Badger redevelopment. We're talking about the area of South Park Street and West Badger Road. The project would include new offices for Public Health Madison, Dane County, a new clinic for them too, plus a new fire station and a lot more housing. They'll add a parking structure too. This redevelopment would take years, but right now officials are involving the community as much as they can, taking feedback into the planning process. And this weekend, a troll will go up in flames in Mount Horeb. It's the second annual Burning Troll Festival. It's inspired by Burning Man, but set in the troll capital of the world. They'll have food trucks, music, and activities on the Donald Farm. That includes some aerial dancers and a dunk tank for local political figures. The family has spent months building this pile of logs to make it look like a troll. That'll go up in flames around 9 o'clock Saturday. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Expect Sean Diddy Combs to be in the news for the next several months, with most likely an escalation of disgust. The former music mogul is being sued for sexual assault by a victim who claims that Combs and his bodyguard sexually assaulted her at his home recording studio in New York City back in 2001. Talia Graves, who was dating an executive who worked for Combs, says she was brutally molested and has dealt with physical and emotional trauma ever since. Graves decided to pursue legal action after learning a video of the incident was circulated last fall. Jessica Biel is out on the show that she was the star of and executive producer on. Deadline reports that the actress left The Good Daughter, which was based on Karen Slaughter's novel of the same name. Slaughter is also an executive producer on the show and writing every episode. The search is underway for a female lead after Biel's exit. The show is set to stream on Peacock in March. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with a high around 80. And upper 70s to near 80 this weekend and mostly sunny. It stays warm through Monday, then cooler through mid-next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview for the weekend.
And we'll be talking to Main Street Alliance on how they help small businesses.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hey, And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Appreciate you hanging out with us. You can join us on the lines at 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. in the studio with me, just on the board on the lines. Let's get to them. CJ, you are up next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, thank you for taking my call, both you, Dom, and Earl. Nah, I love your Motown Mondays. You get this white man dancing, sir. anyways, you know, I appreciate you guys talking about, you know, name calling and all that, but I didn't hear you when the White House staff was called Trump Hitler pig.
Hang on. I want to be clear here. You realize, CJ, that it was Trump's own vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, who called Trump America's Hitler, right? You know that, right? Do you know that?
I do know that.
Okay, so are you criticizing, I want to be clear, are you criticizing J.D. Vance for calling Donald Trump America's Hitler?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Okay. I just want to be clear about that.
I did.
Okay, and so you're concerned about anybody calling anybody Hitler?
Well, yeah, I don't think that's a term that should be thrown, a name that should be thrown around lightly, that's for sure. But I'd love to ask you guys a serious question about, did you hear Vice President Harris's speech on the holistic economy?
The opportunity economy?
No, she calls, I think it's holistically and holistic, and there's a new term in town, I guess, that she learned, and now she's applying it. But, you know, why doesn't she do all this stuff right now? She's the acting president.
That's
Joe
not
Biden
true.
That's
a false statement, CJ. She's not the acting president. You know that's not the case.
Well, she might as well be.
But that's not the case, dude.
They've been
come
in
on.
Office for 3.5 years.
This is
years
the now. Biden administration. You realize that, right? And up until 2 months ago, you didn't give a damn about what Kamala Harris said or didn't say, did you? And all of a sudden, now it's the Harris administration. But I'm not buying that, man. This is the Biden administration. That's it. Biden administration. Biden decided to give Zelensky and Ukraine $8 billion today, not Kamala Harris. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference, man?
3 years, I guess, 3 months ago or whatever, they were talking about replacing her because she was a drag on the ticket.
Well, she now, seems to be doing pretty good right now, doesn't she? And I don't know that they were talking about replacing her, but here's where we're at right now, CJ. So you're very concerned about the economic future of this country, I can tell. So what of Donald Trump's plan? What's his plan to address the holistic economy? Because Donald Trump, man, what's his plan, dude? But you want all sorts of details. I hear it from the right. We want details from Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. I mean, I went to the website, looked at hers. I looked at Trump's. There's stuff out there. She gave her speech in Pittsburgh, yesterday? She has very specific plans and ideas. You may not like them, but they're there. But what is your guy? What's your guy's proposal? Because if you look at GDP, right? If you look at what the markets were doing, when Donald Trump left office, are we better off now or were we better off then?
I think most Americans, due to COVID, might have been in a tough spot, but they believe he's better for the economy by 70-30.
No, that's not correct. Hang on, CJ, that's not correct. It's not 70-30. It's not 70-30. She's making progress on the economy, and because she's addressing it and talking about it like an adult, CJ. You know what I'm saying? She's talking about it like an adult. What has Donald Trump ever said about the economy? What? Give me his number one plan, CJ. Go.
Tax breaks for the wealthy.
To reduce the price of fuel, energy.
How?
Yes.
How's he going to do that?
How?
CJ, how does a president do that? How does Donald Trump reduce the price of energy?
He can't. He's promised to cut it in half.
He puts policies in place. He doesn't.
Okay. What policy? What policy, CJ? What policy?
He doesn't attack the energy the way Biden and Harris did on.
Dude, this country has, under the Biden administration, it's not a statistic I'm necessarily proud of, given the circumstances we have with, you know, digging the ground beneath our feet and burning it for energy. You know, it seems kind of old school to me. But this country has produced more fuel, more oil than ever before in American history.
And than anybody else in the world right now.
Than ever before in America. So what exactly, and CJ, I'll give you one last shot. What is Trump going to do that Biden hasn't already done as far as producing oil out of this country?
He won't use the oil reserve like Biden-Harris did to falsely reduce the price of our fuel and our reserves.
But is that the kind of the point of reserves, man?
He's depleted. You want to hear the answer?
Well, yeah, sure. If you got one,
our oil reserves, right?
Uh-huh.
Did he not, Dom?
Sure.
Did he reduce our oil reserves?
Sure.
Do you think they haven't put oil back?
Keystone Pipeline.
Do you think?
Wait, CJ.
CJ. Do you think that the United States in the ensuing years have not started putting oil back into the reserves? Do you really think that?
No, he gave it to Iran.
No. No, man. They've been putting the oil back in the reserves. It's the way they've always done it. That's the only way you can be guaranteed to have reserves. And they use the reserves as they have historically. When there's a time that they needed to do it, it's not illegal. It's not against the law.
And, you know, the Keystone Pipeline, man, I mean, you know, this isn't, you know, the panacea you think it is, man. I mean, that oil's going, where's that oil going? Come from Canada, going to the Gulf? What are you talking about? What does that got to do with us? You know what I'm saying? And Earl and I are not the ones, you know, getting the contracts and getting the oil, right? Those are the big corporations. And Trump will put policies in. Okay, what policy? Well, he's not going to use the reserve. That's not, okay, that's a choice. That is not a policy. And I'm not convinced, CJ, that your guy has any idea. He has a concept of an idea. We've been hearing about healthcare for a long, long time. Well, Donald Trump, he's going to replace it. And I've seen the cut-ups, man, from like 2016, 2017, 18, 19. Oh, it's going to be here in 2 weeks, and it's going to be great. He says it over and over and over and over again. Working on it. We got a really really strong people. It's going to be great. It'll be coming in a month. And it's like a 60, maybe 120-second cut of him just constantly lying and telling you something great is coming in the future. Because that's what hucksters do. And that's what he is. He's a carnival barker.
That's what
if he
is,
didn't man. Have the money that he claims he has, and we'll see what happens, he would be roundly laughed at. These Republicans wouldn't worship him like an orange god if he was a broke ass.
Well, you know, there are some Republicans that worship him. There are other Republicans who are saying we need to maybe lose and lose big. So we as conservative Republicans can get our party back. Are you aware of that, CJ? That there are Republicans, not Democrats, who are saying we want Donald Trump to lose because the Republican Party, as we knew it, is gone.
Liz Cheney had a piece in the New York Times suggesting a new political party may be needed. So the Republicans are going to call people like Liz Cheney, you know, rhinos. And anyone that goes against the grain with regards to MAGA, they're all rhinos.
They call Dick Cheney a rhino, man. Can you believe, man? Dick Cheney. Maybe they've forgotten who Dick Cheney is. Because there's no way you could ever call Dick Cheney a rhino.
He's Darth Vader.
I know.
That's who Dick Cheney is. And some would consider him a war criminal. Lied us into war.
Oh, no lie.
So, yes, go ahead, Jess.
No, I was just saying, yeah, some.
Some. Yes, that's true. Some. 855-752-4842. But CJ, did you bring up a point? The economic address that Kamala Harris gave yesterday or 2 days ago, recently. And you look at the website, you look at what their proposals are. She talks about addressing home ownership. If you're first generation homeowner, you're going to get some money for a downstroke, right? They're going to expand the child tax credit, right? If you're going to start a small business, they're going to allow, instead of a $5,000 tax deduction, up to $50,000. These are very specific things. And you can argue about whether or not these are important or impactful, but they are ideas, and they are policies that she's talking about that are going to that are resonating with, because a lot of people know people in small business or are in small businesses, right? A lot of people have difficulties with the child care cost. Donald Trump's, as far as I know, the only real policy Donald Trump has been specific on is tariffs.
So let me tell you why I have a problem with all of those people who are demanding that they see her policy, what she wants to do right now. Right. She's only been now, what is it, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to somehow demand that a person who's only been running for president for 2 months have all these answers is absolutely ridiculous.
And not holding their own candidate to the same standard.
And to bring the kind of pressure that people are bringing on her, what is your plan? Well, okay. Man, look, it takes time. Here's the other part of it. She's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. She understands there is a team of people and specialists in different areas who have done these things their entire lives, and they bounce this off of the people who are running for president, and they're Democrats, so they've already got these ideas. She doesn't have to come up with all kind of new ideas. how ridiculous that sounds,
yeah,
Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
In 2 months, you're demanding that she delivers this. And I think part of the problem is the Democrats are falling for this and telling her, we've got to come up with this because they're demanding. No, tell them this is ridiculous. To say that she needs to have all this figured out in two months. Never been done before, Dominic. Why her? And why now?
Well, she's the black lady running for president.
Hey, man,
she's attracting lots of attention, and she's moving in the right direction on the polls. And you know, she whooped his ass in the debate.
Yeah.
So the Republicans are screaming from the rooftops anything they can to try to bring her down. And listen, this race is way, way, way too close for me. It's still a toss-up as far as I'm concerned. Folks, we've got to stay motivated. What are we, 39 days until the election? 39 days!
39 days!
It's really flying by, man.
It is.
Just 60 seemed like yesterday.
I know. And that's fine. I will put some of this on the legacy media as well. Because the standard that they're holding Kamala Harris to versus the standard of Donald Trump, I can't even, like, it's hard to even start talking about some of the things he says. And we repeat ourselves with the late great Hannibal Lecter and sharks and electrocutions and this random like going from one thought to the other when he
thought
statement.
I know.
I mean, it's brain to mouth out, and it doesn't matter if it's on the teleprompter or not. There's not the same standard for the Republicans for Donald Trump and his policies. Now, and if you bring up Project 2025, which, of course, Donald Trump has nothing to do with, but in the same breath, we'll tell you, well, there's really a lot of good ideas in there. I mean, you can't have it both ways. And if we had any Democrat, if that were Joe Biden up there talking out of both sides of his mouth, be calling him on it. But because it's Donald Trump, because the expectations are so supremely low, so low for this guy. If he finishes a sentence, they'll sane-wash it, pull out one piece of policy and put it in a New York Times or Washington Post article and say, here's their left and here's their right. Well, not the same.
They've got to end that. That has to come to an end. It just must come to an end.
Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We're not coming to an end quite yet. We have one more segment. Going to get to your phone calls at 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air. Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah, and everybody had to like fake like
right. Yeah, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. in the studio, just on the lines. It's a phone number. It is a text line, and we have some texts jumping out there. CJ, he's a big attention getter. Let's put it that way. Some of these I won't read. Tom did say Trump is getting rid of all departments and make himself king. Well, you certainly like to be a dictator for a day. Oh, I'm sorry, dictator on day one. That doesn't imply for only a day. It's just for the record, no one's a dictator for a day.
No.
Why would you be? Another one from WMDX. Have CJ listen to Jane's show with Mr. Global. Go TikTok to learn about the oil industry. Yes, Jane's got a great show right here on the Civic Media Network. Cam, confrontation makes me cry in frustration. Come on, man. We appreciate it, Cam. What else do we have? Well, we got a bunch more, but we want to get back to the lines as well. Here's another one from WMDX. The people who say Kamala has to do more interviews and explain her policies are just building excuses to vote for Trump. That's all they're doing. I hate Trump, but I couldn't vote for her because she didn't tell us any specific nth degree details about her plan or policies. Yes, I think there is some of that, looking for cover. And I think there was a lot of folks think that because she's female, she's going to have more difficulties. And I think that's probably right. So you got to overcome all sorts of things. And I'm fine with that. I mean, this is the world we live in. I support her wholeheartedly. She is a capable leader. I mean, she just is. And I don't know what comparison you want to like put her into against the former President Trump, but I'll take her every single time.
People are calling her dumb. You can say all manner of things about her, but she's a learned woman.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind looks at her credentials and can say that she's dumb unless it's a person who needs to look in the mirror?
Insecure,
right?
White Republican men.
It's projection and they're intimidated.
Yep. As well they should be.
Yeah.
And she plays it great. 855-752-4842. David from Mequon. You're up next. Welcome, David. What do you got for us?
Hey, good evening, everybody. Really quickly, Kamala Harris has actually laid out what she's going to do. And I don't agree with the majority of it, but she has said the $50,000 for small business would be out there. But the problem, what is not looked at, it's a deduction. She does a $50,000 deduction. That's not like you get a small business loan for $50,000.
Sure.
It's not a grant for $50,000.
Yeah, you got to actually earn a profit and then have some tax liability before that actually helps. But it's better than $5,000, isn't it, David? That's the current number.
Well, this is the problem. The first couple of years, you're not making any money. So it really, and that's when you're more likely, if you're going to succeed, you need, I guess, an incentive in order to get over that hump, because the first year or two, you're going to be taking your lumps no matter what. So I'm not saying everybody, but the majority by far.
Sure. I mean, lots of small businesses fail, David, right? Especially in the first couple of years. I get that. But I mean, I'm assuming you do not want her to actually like give money to small businesses, right? I mean, this is something to support them, increasing the deduction from $5,000 to $50,000.
I think if she were to do like a very low interest loan, like 2%, 3%, $50,000, that would be much more beneficial, because there are some people that are not going to be qualifying to get a loan based on credit scores or whatever. And at least if you're to do that, at least you kind of are giving that individual the ability of potentially getting some money that they wouldn't normally be able to get.
But you could perhaps do that through like the SBA program and be involved there. But that's actual real money out the door versus waiting for a profit and then tax liability and then taking it on the back end, right, David. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How do you compare that to Trump's plan for small businesses?
So we talked, you guys are briefly touching on the tariffs. Now, if you just saw the current administration, Biden Harris, if you read in the New York Times, September 13th, they increased the percentage from 25% to 100% on Chinese batteries, solar panels, steel. So that's already been put in place right now. It just went into effect. He signed off on it. And so when Trump talks about, I'll make up the rep. No, well, obviously that's not going to be the case. You could not do that, but I did.
Do tariffs. I'm sorry. Finish your thought. Go ahead.
Yeah. I did see where he was going to put as an incentive for Americans, or companies to stay within here, they would get some additional benefits versus outsourcing it to Mexico or somewhere other place, because if they were to go outside, then if they were to sell it back to U.S. citizens. So like Harley Davidson, the plant that they're building across the way, that would be tariff. But if it was still staying in the States, there would not be an additional tariff. So there is he does have that, out there.
Who pays the tariffs, David, real quick? Who ends up footing the bill for the tariffs?
The American people.
The consumer, right?
Yes. Of course.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page. And certainly tariffs are a part of life, part of business. How and where they're structured, how they're done, because you also don't want to get into trade wars, which we had with China, which we ended up, footing the bill for farmers to the tune of like $20 or $30 billion that wasn't a loan, that was just money out the door. Oh, it happened to be during Trump's election cycle as well. Thank you for the call, David. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Earl Ingram Jr. Thank you so much. Always thank you, Jess. Thank you, folks. Tomorrow is Friday. James Santel, he will be joining me. I hope you do as well. Have a great night.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, recombobulates the news with us. And then another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
The John and Gordy Show.
You get the kids' meal?
I do, yeah. It's enough to fill me up usually. And you get Scoopy tokens so you can like...
Scoopy tokens?
Yeah, you know. You get the free ice cream coupon with it. And you get a Scoopy token that you can get a basketball or a frisbee or something like that.
You have to drag a kid along with you?
I am somebody's kid.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.